If you cannot hear us or you're having some technical problems, let's see if we can deal with that in the text box and via the chat, and we will manage the group as we go on. My name is Anton.
And I'm Rodianne.
And this is this evening our 18th SOMA information meeting. So we've done this quite a lot over the last year, 2 years now. The objective of this evening is for us to really answer your questions. Because we've done this 18 times already, there's a whole lot of recordings, there's a whole lot of information out there, and we're not going to stand and share what we think you want to know. We're going to hand over to you as quickly as what we can and get you to ask us questions. You've sent us some questions already by email and during your registrations, and hopefully by the end of this evening, you'll have all the information you need. But this is an informal discussion, so please chip in. I'm going to ask our panelists to give us a short little introduction about who we are and where we come from and what our experience is. And then we want to hand over to you. So please feel free to ask questions. Stick your hand up either physically if your video is on. You can stick your hand up on the screen or on the bottom of your Zoom controls. There is a button which will say under reactions, please put your hand up, raise your hand, and we will follow you and switch over to you in turn and give you each an opportunity to speak. Alternatively, also stay in touch with us via the text box and we'll try and answer any questions we can there. So my name's Anton. I've already given a short introduction or a little bit of an overview to most of you when we've been in touch. I'm responsible for the admin and communications of SOMA Retreats, which started more than 12 years ago by Monica in Somerset West, out of her house and out of her home. With me is my fiance, Rodianne, and we're connecting with you from Gaudini, which is just outside of Cape Town, about an hour outside of Cape Town. Brody, a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go to Kerry and Monica, and then we'll hand over to the group. Brody.
Hello, everybody. So just in terms of my experience with mushrooms, I met Monica many, many moons ago, and she invited me into her wonderful home. And I think where a lot of you may be questioning what this experience may hold for you is where I was many years ago. And it's something that I'm really, really chuffed and extremely grateful that I took the opportunity to take advantage of when it arrived in my world. So here I am, probably 10 plus years later, and it's the best thing I ever did. And I always like to remind people that there's no right or wrong way, because for me personally, I was one of those people that arrived at SOMA, then took some time off and arrived at SOMA and took some time off. So I think if you speak to any of us on the panel, you'll find out there's our journeys with SOMA have been so personal and so extremely different that there's actually is no right or wrong way. Other than that, I'm in a really good place in my life right now. As Anton said, we're engaged, which is a very big thing for us. And otherwise, yeah, very, very happy to be here this evening. Looking forward to hearing what all of you have to say. If any of you have answers, questions that we can answer, that's why we're here. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Rodi. Kerry, before I go to you, I just want to add to a point that you made, Rodi, about what we're sharing is from our own experience. We can all go online these days and search for answers and get information about mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms and what's happening in the world today. But our response and the information we're sharing here is from our own experience. Monica has the most experience of all of us, but she's in a wonderful way has taken the opportunity to share that with us as watchers in her events, and we've learned from that, and we're passing that on too, and we're bringing in our own life experiences as well, and sharing that with you. So we're normal people that have been down this road for a period of time, and we're not pretending to be qualified in any other way other than experienced in hands-on in what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Kerry, good evening. Kerry, how are you?
Hi, Anton. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to be here this evening, and nice to see some familiar faces that we've seen before and some new faces as well. I have known Monica longer than I have been doing mushrooms via writing. And I have been, I went to a ceremony at Monica's. I can never get my dates right. I think it was 2019, if I remember correctly, as my very first journey. And I came to it not because I knew Monica, because I'd lost touch with Monica, but because I needed something. And I'd done all the research, which I'm sure you've done as well, read all the listened to all the podcasts, read articles, and it was something that I really wanted to do. And then Monica arrived magically at a writing workshop where we have a mutual friend. And I said to Monica, you're there for me to give me the courage to actually take the next step, which is to commit to coming to a group ceremony. And so I then did the ceremony and left it in terms of what Brody Ann says, like leaving it for a while. And I really knew that this was the right thing for me to do, and I needed to continue with the work that I had started. And I then received a little email that said, oh, we're in lockdown, but we're going to be doing some at-home journeys. And I then did a number of journeys and then connected with Soma in such a way that I've now transitioned to being a watcher as well. It's made such a big difference in my life. Brody Ann and Anton always laugh at me because I always talk about how much brighter colors are. When I look at the world out there, everything just seems brighter and has a lot more vibrancy. Somebody, a friend of mine, described it as I'm more in my skin as a person. I've come back to who I am. And so it really made a profound journey, a profound difference for me, very specifically. And I will continue to do so, I think. Thanks, Anton.
Thank you, Kerry. Love having you here. Kerry touched on briefly the retreats or ceremonies with Monica in Somerset West, and also the at-home experiences. We can touch on both of those today and give you a little bit of information. The principles in sharing from our experiences apply to both, but we can cover information on both of those events. And if you need more detailed information, which may be difficult to run through all in this meeting, I can also email you info afterwards. So you're welcome just to remind me of that, and we can be in touch with that way too. Monica, good evening. Monica, you always tell me, or you've reminded me again before this meeting, that you don't want to do a lot of talking. And that's okay. But we also want to remind you that we love hearing you talk and we love listening, and your contribution is incredibly valuable. So we appreciate having you here as always. How are you this evening?
I'm okay, thank you. You shouldn't have mentioned the talking thing here. That was a private conversation. I have so much to say about mushrooms that I can't keep quiet. And each time I say one thing, I think of another thing that I must say and I must say. So I could keep you occupied the whole night. After so many years of a quite intense experience with mushrooms, I'm so full of gratitude and thanks for how it came to me at the age of 64. You know, I wasn't a youngster when I discovered mushrooms. And yet now I feel younger than I ever felt before in my life. And I have learned so many things. And the two things that often come up for me as being the most important are, first of all, the people that I've met. People like you guys that are here tonight. There's a special quality of people who are attracted to mushrooms. They are deep thinkers. They have an ability to see the bigger picture. They understand what's going on in the world. just very special people. And of course, everyone an individual. And the other thing that I absolutely love, and I do harp on it a lot, not here, but everywhere else, is the matter of working with magic. They're not called magic mushrooms for nothing. The term magic mushrooms has not a very good ring to it, because it's associated with drug addiction and trance parties and that sort of thing. But it still is, they are magic. That is the truth. And once we start working with psilocybin mushrooms, the most amazing changes start coming. I mean, the three of you who are watchers, I mean, isn't that true? That things start happening around you, that as though there's someone pulling strings somewhere up there, with the right people, the right timing, the right experiences, synchronicities, it never ends. And I've also learned along the way what we need to do to maintain and keep that magic alive. Because when that magic is alive, everything else turns out well. Not how we expect it to turn out, because expectations don't work with mushrooms. Whatever you expect, that's not what's going to happen. It's another whole way of working in the world. So I'm going to stop myself right now, because I've got 10 other ideas I want to talk about. But I won't talk about those things. We need to hear from you with your questions. I've got the list here in front of me, and I see some really good questions have been asked.
Thank you, Monica. I think everybody will understand now why we love sharing the information and love hearing it from you. Mm-hmm. There's something about learning in this way and taking a filter off your mind and taking a filter off your mouth, in the sense of when you're simply sharing from the heart, from passion, from understanding, that information just comes and it repeats itself as truth, because it is truth. And we very much learned from experience in that kind of way. So I kind of want to open up the floor now to everybody. Please, if you have any questions, we can go to the list as a starting point, or anybody is welcome to jump in and say hi and ask a question from there. A good starting point for us maybe is just to create the outline, the difference of what a Soma at Home event is that we're talking about, and also a Soma retreat in Somerset West. And maybe along with that, Justin, I can specify for you that the watchers here is myself and Rhodey, Monica, and Kerry. The difference between the Somerset West are the physical gatherings. The reality is Monica has only so much space that she can handle in her home on a weekly basis. We're not recruiting people for events, because the events are full all the way until the end of the year. And these information discussions are an opportunity for us to share more information with people and get a message out to more people out there. And the starting point for that was the at-home events, where we're creating an environment where we can assist people to prepare, give them information so that they can create an environment where they can journey at home with the support of a family member or a friend. And then also on the night of that experience, have a team of experienced watchers available there to support them should they need us. So that has been the next overflow. And in addition to that, these information meetings have arrived just to share information from our experience and answer questions from our experience, how you could maybe work with mushrooms on your own, what to expect if you would attend a ceremony, or even if you're just curious and may come back at a future point in time. It's a very rough kind of outline. Justin, do you have a specific question you'd like to answer, or have I kind of filled you in to start off with? Can I unmute you and we'll take it from there?
No, thanks. You've identified the parties and thank you. All good.
Thanks, Justin. When we talk about watchers, we are referring to those that are assisting with the ceremonies, firstly in Somerset West with the group gathering. Monica's used a variety of different names, helpers, watchers has ended up being the best explanation of what we do. We're simply looking after that physical environment. And then in the at-home space, we're looking after that physical environment, preparing and offering information on how people can prepare for their spaces, et cetera, et cetera. Lindy. Hi, Lindy.
Hi, Anton. Hi, Rhodey Ann. Hi, Monica and everyone. So when we do the Soma at home thing, my first question would be, my partner will be here with us, with me, but would I need to be connected to Zoom and to WhatsApp, or would you guys work through him in case I need any help? Or how does that communication work?
Good question. And I'm gonna answer you quickly from my side before anybody else wants to add to that. Maybe one of the biggest mistakes in what happened with the at home events right in the beginning was to refer to them as an online event, which creates that perception that there's a Big Brother camera on you, and that you're connected to Zoom for the whole event. You're not. We're extending the period of preparation is extended to the week prior. And that whole week prior, we're connected via WhatsApp group. And in that group, we're providing information so that you and the person that will be with you, if you're anxious, has all the information they need. Then on the night of the event, on the Saturday night, we have a Zoom meeting before like this so that we can connect visually and we can ask any questions in that way. But once that meeting's over, we're all disconnecting from Zoom. And our main connection is, if you need it, is then via WhatsApp. So typically, the journeyer would be encouraged to put their phone to one side and forget about the digital world because they've got someone in their space to look after them. And that companion has the ability to be able to reach out to us if they have any questions. Sometimes they're difficult experiences that happen, and we can give advice on that. But that team of watchers is then available throughout the whole night until breakfast on Sunday morning. And on breakfast on Sunday morning, we have another meeting like this where we start sharing our experiences from the night before. So that effect of being connected via Zoom is a little bit of a misconception. Yeah, Monica. No,
that's great. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anton just didn't mention something that I think is quite important. And that is that he prepares you all ahead of time by interacting with you on WhatsApp, in the WhatsApp group. He sends you the how to prepare your space before your journey, sends you a playlist, the playlist that we'll all be using that night. He sends you a recipe for the soup to make. I don't think there's anything forgotten. The list goes on and on. So you are well prepared and know, actually, in the end, if you want to run your own mushroom journeys for your friends, that if you feel a call to do that, the preparation is excellent. And you're held, they are watchers present and awake all through the night. And we are contactable via WhatsApp for those who want to. Just wanted to fill in that gap, Anton.
Thank you, Monica. Justin, before I go to you, I want to use you as an example of exactly what a Soma retreat is about. This group experience of bringing this collective magic together happens with the at-home events just as much as what it happens with a physical gathering. In that if we allow this collective group to work together on a specific night, but also a collective group to prepare together and then journey together, this magic happens that's nearly unexplainable of having the right people arrive. And Justin, in this case, your technical background of simply asking the question of wanting to offer advice to someone that's in this group means that I don't, as a watcher, have all the answers. Neither does Rodian, neither has Monica, and neither does Kerry. And we're not standing in the way of you offering the answers either. And that's part of this magic of a collective that happens. And with that, Justin, can I hand over to you as well with our technical expertise?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm just here to help. So the question I have is subsequent to the technical issues. So if anyone does have a technical issues, please feel free to at me. Part of my journey was discovering Michael Pollan, and I'm on the third reading of his book. And I have now for about four weeks, I've been microdosing. I got in touch with Mishka, whom I'm sure some of you will know. It's more a statement than a question. Well, it's both a statement and a question, and hopefully it's a benefit to others in the group is, do you recommend like a microdosing as a path in, sort of a glide path into an intervention? I don't know the terminology all that well, or terminology that you use, but is that something that you would recommend?
I'm like Monica. I don't want to answer all the questions, so I mumble underneath my breath. Rodion, do you want to answer this? And I've answered this so many times via email now, Justin, and I'm even going to be open to feedback from Monica, because she's got such a beautiful way of explaining it. We would recommend the opposite, and we do recommend the opposite of starting with an immersive experience via a 5-gram journey first. There's nothing wrong with microdosing. There's nothing wrong with taking larger quantities, but it typically can be a waste until you have an understanding of that connection that's created when you take psilocybin mushrooms. So I can be quite bullheaded when I recommend to people, come and journey first. Don't waste your time with microdosing. Yet that's a very harsh way to say it. But in a softer way, it can encourage you to come and journey first, so that you can practically calibrate an understanding of what it means to have a connection with mushrooms and how it can help you. And once you've had that immersive experience, is then to continue with microdosing afterwards. So that suggestion and recommendation that we make is very contrary to what the world outside is going to recommend. But we're also, again, sharing that from our own experiences.
One of the difficulties with microdosing is that the amount is so tiny that we need to take every day that the body takes a long time to build up to a useful level, to become calibrated, as we say. Whereas if you do a full-on 5-gram journey, you're kind of ready to start the microdosing after one night. And you don't have the long buildup of a tiny little bit every day.
Okay, I should have contextualized the statement and the question is the reason that I went down that route, and I hope this is useful to some others on the call, in the meeting. If not, then let's abandon it. But the main reason that I went down that road was to switch from SSRIs, which I have been on a very heavy dose of SSRIs for 15 years. So that is my glide path, if you like, out of SSRIs. So I don't tank, if you get what I mean.
So Justin, was there a question in that I missed?
Sorry, so let me restate that. I should have contextualized my statement straight question before I put it to the whole group, which is that the reason that I've adopted the microdosing for the last number of weeks in anticipation of the intervention, for lack of a better word, I'm not familiar with the terminology that this group specifically uses, but a dosage of like a 5-milligram, 4-milligram dosage of psilocybin, was so that I didn't go into any kind of shock withdrawal from SSRI, from stopping a 300 milligram SSRI regime, which I've been on for a long time, and also from preventing the SSRIs from blocking the effects of psilocybin, which I tested myself some time ago, a couple of months ago, on a one-off dosage of 5 milligrams, and it had absolutely no effect on me. And that's quite probably because I was on SSRIs. So,
are you saying you took that small amount of mushrooms as a microdose and it had no effect?
It had absolutely no effect.
Can I just tell you that if you are microdosing and you feel the effect, like some kind of hallucination or dizziness or something, you took too much. You should not be feeling anything at all with the microdose.
No,
just a maintenance, keeping a top up.
No, you've misheard me or misinterpreted me altogether. I chose to go the microdosage route.
Yes, I understand.
A glide path out of SSRIs.
Yeah.
Which, so we, as a preparation, as not as a, and I've had, it's a supplement for, replacement for SSRIs.
Okay.
So I didn't turn into, you know, the manic part of me that I'm capable of being when I'm not on the SSRIs. So I had, but, and then before I tried that, I went on a single dose, I tried a single dosage through a reputable provider of 5 milligrams of psilocybin. But I was, at the time I was on SSRIs, and it had absolutely no effect on me whatsoever. The microdosing has had no effect on me whatsoever, other than holding me at bay as a replacement for the SSRIs. So I really don't want to make this personal, but are you with me?
Thank you. Thank you for that honesty. And I think there's a lot of people in this group that are also on SSRIs and have a similar issue. So I'm glad that you've raised it. I did understand you. What you told me now is exactly what I understood. And that you were expecting some sort of effect from taking the microdosing before having had a proper full-on experience with 5 grams. And the microdosing does not give you a feeling of any sort. And if it does, it means you've overdosed with a microdose. Am I being clear here? Because it's not look when we're microdosing, we're not looking for an actual feeling. It's a steady maintenance of an ever improving state of being that is happening. Change of attitude, different way of relating to people, overcoming particular habits of thought, habits of behavior, negative thinking. All kinds of things that are changing steadily, steadily when you microdose, especially if you start after your first experience of 5 grams.
Right. Okay. So we're slightly at cross purposes, and I'm glad to hear that this is a subject that there are other parties here that of which this topic may be relevant to. One of the primary reason that drove me to this is that I wanted to get away from SSRIs and the mainstream, you know, mainstream medicine. I have had absolutely no effects from microdosing at all. So I've had no sensory effects from microdosing. So To be very clear about that, it's not about that. Mm. It was the reason that I journeyed down the microdosing route was as a replacement for SSRIs.
And did it for you that way? Was that helpful?
Yes, it's been very helpful because I've been off the SSRIs for a month. Okay. Previously, if I didn't, for a day or 2 days, if I missed a dosage, it had a profound effect on my attitude, my behavior, and my whole sense of self being and wellness. So the reason that I posed the question stroke statement in the first instance was that I imagined, and you've confirmed that there are others in this group who may be venturing down the path that I'm looking to venture down for similar reasons. So the in preparation for the intervention, so to speak, I needed to get off SSRIs so that the SSRIs didn't intervene with the intervention, the psilocybin intervention.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Justin. Justin, I want to add, you know, I'm so happy to hear you're off your medication for a month now already. And from all watchers and anybody who works with mushrooms point of view, all we actually want to know is that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the purpose that we want, because we hear so many inquiries from people wanting to get off these medications. The answer to each person is so unique and so individual that it's so difficult to give a blanket response. We make it very clear. And as much as what it's difficult for many people who have been medicated to go to their psychiatrist or whoever has passed on the medication to them to be able to work in conjunction with them to move towards mushrooms as an alternative, that's still quite difficult. But there are people out there that are willing to do that. So we're always going to recommend to do it along with your medical practitioner's knowledge, with their advice, etc. At the same time, we're also saying that a 5-gram journey is that starting point. And if someone is on SSRIs, we're not saying you have to be off it before your journey. We're recommending stop for a day or two beforehand. And if that's not possible, don't stop either. There are people that are heavily medicated on things like lithium who can have serious crashes and things like that. It's not for us to tell them to stop. And hence, to do it along with medical advice is important. But a best case scenario it's what's been asked for here. And often if you know in yourself with your medication that you can miss a day without it impacting you at all, then by all means miss a Saturday and join the ceremony before you start microdosing, because that is your starting point. And if you're in that experience and you say, well, I didn't feel anything, then you're already partly calibrated because you've already got this quantity of 5 grams of mushrooms. It's already starting to do the work in your system. So I love that you've so carefully articulated it. I put my foot in it with my mother-in-law of all people, when she started asking me about working with psilocybin mushrooms, and she wanted to microdose and wanted to come off her SSRIs and things. I very stubbornly told her the only way I'm willing to help you is to journey on a 5-gram as a starting point. I'm not interested in providing mushrooms. It's not what I do. And the result of that is that she microdoses, but she doesn't get her microdosing from me. But the wonderful thing is, and this is how mushrooms work, is that's how it's meant to be. She needed to find her answers. She needed to find a person who can supply her mushrooms and answer her different questions that she was asking, that me as a son-in-law just, I wasn't going to get through in the right way. So I do regret how I handled it looking back now. But where she is now, also off her SSRIs, exactly, in the right way.
Exactly.
I'm very grateful for how Soma and Mushrooms has made this all turn out.
And just a footnote to that, I'm, as her daughter, it was very difficult for me because I believe in the same with Anton, that she needed to calibrate first. But my heart, I wanted her to take the mushrooms regardless. I mean, Monica knows how many times I sat in the kitchen saying, please, well, somebody just speak to my mom because I know how much she needs this. And she's finally found mushrooms and she doesn't have the courage to do a journey. But I have seen a change in her. And my sadness for me is I've seen how long it's taken for her to get there. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know, and it sounds really harsh, but if you have the courage to step into your fear, what unlocks in the most incredible unfolding in the way that you could never understand or never expect is so perfect for you. Without wasting any time. I don't know how to explain it because Soma knows you need to heal and Soma wants to help you heal as quickly as possible, whichever way. So my mom, unfortunately, as Anton said, we're in a very difficult situation. I've seen how long it's taken. It's taken years. However, I do believe that a 5-gram journey is the way to start, but I do believe mushrooms need to be consumed at the same time. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodi. Let's move on to Jennifer. You've been waiting a while. How are you?
Hi everyone. Very similar question, because I'm on anti-anxiety and antidepressant tablets, and I have been on for years and years. And one thing, my son in Holland, I've just come back from Holland, and he bought a few little ampules of microdoses for me, and he was determined I should take them. I did try one night, but I must admit I was scared. The thing is with me, I'm so used to being in control. So the fact is, being in control, if I lose that control, that is what scares the most out of me. So I'm worried about going on a course because I'm scared that I have no control over what's happening to me, and whether I should stop all my tablets because I take about 5 a day. And I'm very hesitant, I must say, just to go off of them and do the full 5 gram and then microdose. So that's one thing. And are you saying if you do go on the 5 grams, you must continue with microdosing? So in other words, it's not just good to have one experience, you must carry on with microdosing. So my main concern, as I say, is just losing control. And actually, a part of that is not trusting anybody, because I used to suffer from panic disorders and take myself off to hospital, a panic attack, thinking I was dying. So, from that sense, not ever having anybody I could trust to be there with me, because my husband's an alcoholic, so I've got to do everything myself. And this is what worries me the most, that I don't know that I have anybody that can look after me should I do a home thing. I would have to go on one of these retreats, I think, knowing that there are professionals there. Is that correct?
We all want to talk at the same time.
Go ahead, Monica.
Yeah.
I loved what you said, Jennifer. My heart went out to you. We invent all these things in our minds. As you are in control of how much mushrooms you take, how much microdosing you take. You learn to manage that yourself by just sensing how you're feeling. We don't ever tell you have to come off your SSRIs beforehand. We suggest it's a good idea to just come off for 2 days beforehand and then have the full-on experience. And if you want to go back onto them the very next day, you can do that. But we just want you to have the best possible experience when you have your 5 grams. That's what we want. So it's not that we're now being, there's nothing rigid about mushrooms. It's you work with how it's going to work for you. And you don't have to obey and listen to what we say. In fact, we're constantly saying, this is a suggestion. And that means the ball's in your court, how you're going to handle it. And on the matter of losing control, you never actually lose control. There are some people who are more free with the way they express themselves, and so may appear that they're out of control, but they will still be under control. So if you are in charge of yourself all the time. That's one of the biggest things that mushrooms wants to teach us, that we have control of our own lives. We don't have to submit ourselves to things that are not acceptable for us, whatever they may be, whether it's medications or laws or lifestyles or relationships. We learn how to become more and more pure to ourselves so that we can function more fully.
Okay.
So you, like many others, invent little things to be afraid of. And then that becomes a truth that's invented in our heads. And that affects our behavior. And meanwhile, it was never true in the first place.
Jennifer, it's Kerry here. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, are you in the Western Cape?
Yes, I am. We've just moved from Johannesburg at the age of 73, and that's also been a very scary thing for me. We're renting in a place called Onrus, which is near Hermanus.
Yes.
So that's where I am at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, I just yeah. just listening to you and hearing what's in your voice. I think that you must definitely try and make an opportunity for yourself to come and spend some time at Monica's on the retreat. It really is a very warm, embracing environment. And there's such a connectivity with people and with the watchers who are there as well. And that would, I think, provide you with a cushion of comfort.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I think that's what I need more than anything, because I don't think I'll be able to do it at home. Certainly not. I don't know many people here. As I said, it's only me and my husband and a long-term friend, so it would be very difficult. And I had spoken to my doctor about taking magic mushrooms, and he just huffed it off. Well, a new doctor that I've seen, yeah. But my son is adamant. So you know what he said to me? He said, "Mom, if you're scared of dying," he said, "just think everybody has to die. So why not just take the magic mushrooms?" He said, "you're not going to die." That's his philosophy. He's pressing me because I think he's been worried about the depression and anxiety for a number of years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really hope that we get to meet, Jennifer, face to face at my house.
I really hope so. Yes, definitely. Absolutely. But you're fully booked till the end of the year. So, yeah. My brother also wants to do it with me because in our family, funny enough, it is a genetic disorder, this anxiety and depression. Four of us are on tablets. Yeah.
Jennifer, my best suggestion with attending a retreat with Monica is to register for the dates that suit you. And we'll also respond with what other options are available then. There are opportunities to ask for new dates, and sometimes spaces do open up quite regularly as well. So please don't simply sit back and say, well, there is no space. Mushrooms are magical in that way. We constantly refer to nature. We constantly refer to nature as our guide, because it is what we see how mushrooms work in nature is how they work in this process as well. It's not a man-made chemical artificial environment. It's organic. It's fluid. So please don't just step away simply with the understanding that there won't be space for you. At some point there may be. And if you're in the system in that way, if you're registering for events, I can also be in contact and keep letting you know what options are coming up. Please do.
Super. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it.
You know, there's something else that applies here. All the dates that we have listed for including this, including the Some at Home, have been requested by someone.
Yes.
We never set a date ourselves. It's been like that from the very beginning. We just waited for someone to ask, and then that became a date. We let everybody else know, and they come. So if you just need to ask for a date that suits you.
Okay.
We do need about 3 weeks, though, just to prepare. You know, don't ask for one in like 4 days' time. We need time to prepare and gather watches together and make sure it's not clashing with anything else. But you can ask for your own dates.
Okay. Thanks very much. I really appreciate that. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer. Have we answered all your questions and ideas, Jennifer?
Yes, definitely. I think, as I said, my other concern was just on microdosing. Is it affordable if one must continue it long term? I know in Holland, as I said, I don't know what that's saying.
Yeah, so much confusion about microdosing. Very often, you need to only microdose for a few days.
Oh, okay.
And then if you feel like you're going into a depression, you take have another small amount. It doesn't work like modern medicines at all. It's a completely, it's like a living being that will call you to have a little microdose, because you woke up feeling terrible this morning, you couldn't focus, then you take some mushrooms, and then you go 3 weeks without ever needing to do that. But if you hit a difficult patch, especially if you have given up on your SSRIs, you can then work with the microdosing steadily for a few days, and even up to 3 times a day, to really kind of push yourself back on track again. But okay. It depends on you. You are in control of your own life. You can be. And we don't want to tell you what to do, because the force of mushrooms that exists in mushrooms is much, what word can I use, much higher, much bigger than we know. And don't expect us watchers to know how other people are feeling. We're not psychic. We're just ordinary people who've had a lot of experience with mushrooms, and we want to be able to share our experience. But we also honor the individuality of each person.
Okay. Can I just ask one more question? I don't want to hog the space. When I was at Crescent Clinic for depression, and I was talking about a year and a half ago, a woman that was next to me had done one of these retreats. I'm not too sure if it was under supervision, but with a friend of hers and two other people. But she said she went through a really, really horrible experience. And that, you know, that sticks in my mind. She just said it was the worst experience she's ever had. So I don't know. You know, that's the first time I heard about that. And maybe that's why I'm afraid. Yeah.
And I'm talking too much again. Can I continue?
Yes.
I'm going to say something really serious. You don't come to work with mushrooms for fun. It's not meant to be pleasant. And the more you struggle and have a difficult situation within yourself, whatever it is that happens, the more seriously mushrooms are taking you. Because okay. Some of us have got really hard stuff to learn. We've been living years and years with a problem, and we seriously want to get over it. And so if you have a difficult, there's no such thing as a bad trip. If mushrooms are working seriously with you, it might be difficult, but it's not going to be lost forever if you don't keep it in your mind forever. What we do in our minds is we're still in control of our own minds. And the other thing that is important to remember is not to combine mushrooms with anything else. We've invariably found that when someone has had a really difficult time with mushrooms, and then I'm talking about extreme, they've smoked some cannabis, or they've had a bit of cocaine or a drink of alcohol, they've combined it with something else. And then you're not going to get that. You've got such a confusion of energies going on in you that introduces a problem.
Okay, yeah. And just one last, I promise you, last question. How long does this trip last?
On the 5 minutes. You mean an overnight experience?
Yes, you know, on your retreat.
Because, well, it begins on the night that you do it. That
okay. Okay.
And you will have this intense experience for up to 6 hours.
Okay.
And some people less, some people go on for 8 hours. We can't wake them up for breakfast in the morning. But that's just the beginning, because the experience continues for days and weeks afterwards. You get insights, you have changes in yourself, you notice yourself changing. It's not just a once off at a wave of a magic wand. The work continues and continues.
Okay.
And those of us who are watchers, we have realized that by regularly working with mushrooms, there is so much to gain. I may journey with mushrooms myself about once a year. And okay. I find that on my desk where I'm sitting now, I have microdosing that where if I'm going to do something important in my work and I want to focus on it, I'll take a tiny little tip bit of mushrooms and it will help me focus. Living my own life. I'm living out my own life according to my own needs, which is what we want all of you to have the freedom to do.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Thanks. Thanks, Monica. Appreciate it. Thanks, Justin. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
Johanna's been sitting there for quite a while.
That's why I've got Rodianne here. I was talking while I was muted. Thank you, Jennifer. Johanna, you've been waiting for a long time. I'm unmuting you. Go ahead. Hi, Johan.
Hi. Listen, I just have some very practical questions. The one is, if there are at-home events that somebody is planning, how long is the booking list for that? That's the first one. The second one is, you talk about a five gram as a basic dose for the first event. Is that standard, or can you go to a three or a six or a five and a half or whatever it is? And the third one is, you know, if you do go for a group session, you know, how many people are there with you, and you know, how does that go? Does everybody stay in the same place for the whole night, or how does it work?
Somebody else can answer. I'm happy to talk.
I'll give it a shot, Johan. To start with the end, in a group experience in Somerset West or with Monica, it's 10 to 15 people. In the past, it has been bigger. In the winter months, it's around 10 to 15 people where they're gathering indoors. And then after a few hours, they may go out to the fire outside and then gather for breakfast in the morning. So it's a good sized group. And there's normally about four or five watchers that are looking over that group of people. It really does vary, but let's say 10 to 15 people. Mm. The at-home events does not have a limit. In theory, and I'm going to say in theory, there's an unlimited amount of people. Our difficulty has not been with numbers. It's rather been working across time zones. Mm-hmm. We've had people journeying with us that have been forward in time in New Zealand, and we've had people on the North American continent. And that's typically where our issues come in, is starting at the same time, is where our difficulty has come in. And because we're encouraging groups and people to be working on their own, with someone looking after their physical environment, we're not so much limited to having so many people needed to assist on the night. We're simply available as support. Sometimes it means that we sit on the telephone and talk people through a difficult period, et cetera, et cetera. And then you had a third point. I can't remember. It was the middle one, I think it was.
It's just whether it's a standard dosage, the 5 gram.
Thank you. We've written quite a bit about that on the knowledge base on the website as well. 5 grams is the dosage that is recommended for everybody to start off with. In the earlier days, it was a smaller dose, and then it settled on 5 grams. And then it also became a possibility for people after they've journeyed on 5 grams for a while to journey on a lot more, until we've learned, and Monica learned, maybe she's biting her tongue now, learned that anything more than 10 grams is not necessary. It's also an extreme unnecessary process. So the recommendation is to start with 5. I can share some links to the knowledge base on why. There's nothing like body weight or anything like that has an impact. The worst thing that could happen is that you prepare for this experience and you say, no, you know what, I want to tiptoe, I want to put my toe in the water and only take 3 grams. And then you have that experience of someone hurting themselves because they're holding onto the railing before falling into the swimming pool. 5 grams is the dosage that's recommended. And doing that for a few times, again, gives you that sense of calibration. And typically, once you've had a 5 gram journey, maybe for two or three times, more is not better. You may have a circumstance where even then 2 or 3 grams gets you in the same flow of process that what you would have with 5 grams. Mushrooms do not work like medicine, and the message that we find online and with science, et cetera, at the moment is a little bit contrary to what we're recommending from our experiences, because this is not medicine. This is what we've been working with since ancient times. Mm-hmm. We're not putting it in a capsule, because a capsule, we've been programmed to say, well, this little capsule takes your problems away. Well, it doesn't. This is not a replacement for that either. It's maybe as Justin mentioned, it's a glide, but you've still got to confront the core issues, and mushrooms will help you get to that core so that you can make the decision that you can to confront those fears. So I can share some links to you, Yuan, with the more complete response about the dosage and the recommendations that we make. But 5 grams is a good amount. Monica. Okay.
All right. Just a comment yeah. about the 5 grams and comparing that to modern medicine, where in a capsule that you get at the pharmacy or a pill, it's very specific certain amounts of chemicals that have been combined together, even if it is something as simple as a aspirin. And they know that through taking those specific chemicals, they're going to have a certain effect, like take away your headache. Mushrooms don't work like that at all. They work on what is it that you need. And the reality is that there's no knowing how much psilocybin, which is the active ingredient, how much psilocybin is in each mushroom. So 5 grams of mushrooms in one lot can be quite different to 5 grams in another, because it's not about even about the 5 grams. It's about how the mushrooms work with you. We've just got so trained into the idea of a pill and the amount of a pill and what one pill can do, or 5 pills, whatever it is, that it's hard for us to break away from the idea that this is a living, intelligent entity that we're interacting with. And as Anton referred to just now, human beings have been working with that living force, I don't know what word to use, for at least 25,000 years. It's been well researched. What better research can we get than 25,000 years of use? And there's no predicting how it's going to be with each individual, because it's perfect for each person, but different for each person.
Okay. Thanks very much.
That answered your questions, all our answers.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Johan. Somebody asked in the comments, before I go to you, Anke, about the long-term side effects. There are no long-term side effects specifically from psilocybin mushrooms. Scientifically, again, been proven to be one of the safest substances to consume. In fact, you should be coming to a Soma retreat before you have a glass of wine. Is probably a safer environment to step through. Yet we have this fear. Mushrooms have this way of creating a fear of us wanting to confront things in ourselves until we're ready to. So no long-term side effects. Specifically, other than the changes in you, and the changes in you are not as dramatic as what your fear may suggest it is. Those changes are more a response to how you respond to the world around you. And that could be that person that you see every Monday morning that comes into the office screaming and shouting at you because he has been cut off in traffic and he has been sitting in rush hour traffic for an hour and a half, and he's really upset, and he's the same every single day. When you see him again next week and he's not doing that, and you start realizing after a few weeks, but this guy hasn't been responding like that when he arrives at work anymore. And when you ask him, well, what did you do? He says, well, 3 weeks ago, I attended a Soma ceremony. Those changes in his life are so subtle because he's making a different choice. He's choosing not to react, or he's choosing not to be upset because someone cut him off in traffic. Those are the changes that happen in your life.
Can I just add something to that? I don't think that's so much a choice. If we're using that example of the frustrated driver, even the frustration doesn't come. It's not choosing not to be frustrated. Those all difficult feelings that we battle with, they somehow just evaporate and go away. That's my experience. You know, I'm thinking of someone we all know, one of our watchers, who was a very heavy drinker the first time that he came. And he had a whole lot of things that were bothering him. And he had a very profound journey, his first experience. This is many years ago now. And after it, he had a big problem with drinking. That's what his family would have been concerned about. And something like a week or two down the track, he realized he hadn't even thought about alcohol. So that's why I'm saying it's not to do with choosing anything. It's just something just disappears, evaporates. So he just stopped drinking without even realizing that he had stopped drinking.
Thank you, Monica. And that's why I love having you here with the talking, because we stick into these patterns. And my pattern is using that example and then being pulled out of that pattern in a way, and then not being upset that you're corrected, because it's not a correction either. It's a building on that and the deepening of an understanding. And that's very much how we grow with mushrooms and the way that we work as well.
And I think that's also why people need to get their heads out of the thought of thinking mushrooms is a medicine. We work with mushrooms to connect with the divine.
Yes.
And there's something so magical in that no pill, no anything can replace. There is something that you connect to, whatever you'd like to label it, because it makes you feel comfortable. You're connecting to that, and that is communicating with you. And when we're touching on the dosage, I remember when I went to Monica many years ago, my journey started looking for ayahuasca, and Monica said to me, don't bother going overseas. There are many people in South Africa that do something even better, and that's mushrooms. And then she invited me to her place. But you've got to realize, she said to me then, and you don't worry about dosage, because once your communication is open, this channel of open communication between you and the higher force that you're working on constantly, you recognize that highway, you recognize that dialogue. So you need to take a small amount. And that's why that imperceptible, tiny little microdose opens up that super highway without you even realizing or feeling or seeing any of the crazy, beautiful patterns, because your body recognizes it. And that's what we don't understand with this world of medicine that we're all so programming to rely on. And when somebody says, you know what, nature actually has the answer, it's a bit of a mind shift. It's a bit of a reprogramming for us in ourselves to understand that this is okay. You know, nature actually might just provide everything we need, and we could just fall back on it because she's been around for so long. So I just needed to add in with that calibration and how I understand when microdosing doesn't need to be felt, because your body understands what you're doing for it, if that makes sense.
And that's why we need it in such a tiny amount, because it's a trigger. That's all we need is a trigger to open.